can't even think about pop music in the 70s without thinking of Kenneth Gamble and Leon Huff. They were the producers who created the Philly sound, the East Coast's answer to Motown. In the book Rock of Ages, Ken Tucker writes that Gamble and Huff gave their music a backbeat that was so strong, even white folks couldn't lose it. Rock and roll historian Ed Ward profiles this duo, but first, a little music to set the scene.
It was 1958, and in Philadelphia, the record business was going through the beginnings of a revolution. It was becoming more businesslike as Dick Clark and those around him helped develop stars in a very traditional Hollywood-like way. People were learning how to use recording technology, too, as on the smash hit At the Hop, which was supposedly by a group called Danny and the Juniors, but was actually a guy named Danny Terranova multitracking himself. Playing piano on the session and co-producing was a young black man named Leon Huff. And in 1962, another talented young black man who sang with a group called the Romeos found his Juliet, Dee Dee Sharp, who was far more successful than the Romeos were with her hit, Mashed Potato Time. Kenny Gamble, however, was going to make sure he made pop music history and saw to it that the songs he wrote were shown to the right people around Philly. Finally, in 1964, he was working with a group called Candy and the Kisses on a song he'd written and found himself talking to the piano player on the session, Leon Huff. Gamble asked Huff if he'd like to join the Romeos, but the days of the doo-wops were pretty well over. Anyway, they found something else they could do better than sing.
Used to play shoot 'em up,
shoot 'em up, bang bang, baby.
I remember when I chased the girls and beat 'em up. But I was young and didn't understand. But now I'm a grown-up man. I know girls are made for kissing.
Songwriters like Smokey Robinson had introduced a new lyrical sophistication into black pop, and in both Detroit and Philadelphia, the production values had gone way beyond where they'd ever been before. Gamble and Huff had enough experience to make records sound perfect, and enough street smarts to find the right talent. When they started having hits like Cowboys to Girls with local groups like the Intruders, people started paying attention, and before long, they were getting phone calls from the big boys, looking for production and songwriting help for people who hadn't had a hit in a while.
Girl, try to remember when we didn't have no shoes. We stuck together, just me and you. It took a long time to get what we got today. Now you wanna give it all up.
Of course, there was a plan at work here. Gamble and Huff were hoping to raise their stock high enough that they could get somebody to invest in a major production studio and record label so that they could start making the kind of records they wanted to make. It was the early 70s, a real good time for a minority-owned business to get off the ground. CBS Records came to the rescue. Gamble and Huff called a Cleveland group they'd been dying to work with, and the rest is platinum.
What they do, they smile in your face.
Backstabbers was the first smash for the newly created Philadelphia International label, and it had all the trademarks that would make this the next great black pop label after Stax. Percolating percussion that never stopped, Wes Montgomery-style guitar playing octaves, dramatic string work, and a social message. With the OJs firmly ensconced on the roster, Gamble and Huff called on another group that had been scuffling in Philadelphia since 1956 and who had lost their lead singer in 1970, replacing him with their drummer, Theodore Pendergrass.
The love I love. Hoping that you and I could make it all through.
On Harold Melvin and the Blue Notes' first hit, The Love I Lost, you can hear another trademark of the Gamble and Huff sound, the zippy cymbal work that would elevate this label to the top of the heap in the next year or so as disco music leapt out of the clubs and onto the charts. I feel stupid even attempting to talk about Gamble and Huff and Philadelphia International in less than an hour. I don't have time to play some of the masterpieces they recorded by Archie Bell and the Drells, or the Three Degrees, or mention talented songwriters like Bunny Sigler, or their stable of incredible arrangers like Bobby Martin, Vince Montana, Norman Harris, Ron Have Mercy Kersey, and the legendary Tom Bell. But I figure you have to start somewhere, and I'll be profiling more Philly sound people in future shows.
Ed Ward is co-author of Rock of Ages, The Rolling Stone History of Rock and Roll, and he writes for the Austin Chronicle.